A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 through 22. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of a bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Just a mere 16 days ago, we were entering a new year. We were looking forward to a lot of things in this new year. For many of us, it would be the beginning of some changes, and we were probably looking forward to putting a lot of the bad things of the past year in the past where they belong. We had a lot of hopes and a lot of joy in looking forward to this new period. Unfortunately, 16 days have passed, and like many New Year's resolutions, our hopes and dreams have waned. We are back to the grind of working every day, and for many of us, we are just trying to make it from day to day. Maybe we try and keep an open mind, but we know that there are many people out there who are doing just that, struggling to try and make ends meet. We've kind of lost our spirit about the new and have become complacent with the normal. It's funny how in the gospel, Jesus tells us about the new. We are to look at things in a different light and to try and see the new. Jesus is just about the old and tells them that they can't fast while the bridegroom is still with them. We need to recognize that Jesus is still with us. You know, as I look around and I begin to see such a swing to another side, I understand that we live in a society where it seems that the rules are what's really important. We don't think about the fact that rules were made to help humanity, not subject humanity. When we get to the point where the rules are what's really important and the person no longer counts, then we have definitely returned to a time where Jesus was trying to help them to see. Our eyes need to be opened again so that we can truly see where our loyalties lie, whether with the law or the person. We need to see how we can make this world a better place, and maybe what we need to do is return to the idea of newness. Even though only 16 days have passed, we can still capture the fervor that we had. We can still open our eyes and hope for a better world. We can still dream great dreams like Martin Luther King Jr., who we remember today in the United States. We can still reflect on how this world, beginning with our small little corner, can be better. So don't be ashamed to wish people still a Happy New Year. That phrase says so much. May they see in your greeting a newness and challenge within themselves to continually make things new. So do what you can. And Happy New Year to you.